The local host committee for next summer's Democratic National Convention in Milwaukee says it's still looking for money. The group says it's also seeking hundreds of sites and thousands of volunteers, as WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
The convention is next July 13th through the 16th. Officials have been trying to raise $70 million to pay for buses and other things for the Democratic Party's presidential candidate nomination event. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says the fundraising is coming along.
There are always going to be challenges there, but I think we're in a good place right now on that, and a lot more of the work will be done next year, but I know that they're working very hard on that right now.
Barrett and Milwaukee 2020 Host Committee President Liz Gilbert are not revealing the fundraising total so far. But during a meeting yesterday of the Greater Milwaukee Committee, Gilbert and key members of her team spelled out the other things they're seeking from the community. Nisha Blandin says she's looking for 15,000 volunteers to help what may be as many as 50,000 visitors. Blandin says Milwaukee and Wisconsin have a strong record of volunteering.
We have fertile ground here to recruit 15,000 volunteers. And as much as I would like to think I could probably go up to everyone and ask them one-on-one to sign up, that's probably not going to happen, right? Which is why I want to partner with all of you.
Kelly Gleason of the host committee says about 2,000 convention-related events will take place, about three-quarters of those during that week in July. Gleason says based on other political conventions, she's looking for venues large and small, and not just downtown.
And it doesn't have to be specifically an events space. It can be a yoga studio. It can be a hair salon. In Charlotte and Denver, any sort of place you could imagine for an event, somebody had an event there.
Host committee president Liz Gilbert is addressing one controversy that's come up, whether businesses and residents who are within the as-yet-unannounced security perimeter will be financially harmed or inconvenienced by the convention. She says she doesn't want those people to close their doors and leave town for the week.
I certainly do not. It is our goal to make sure that folks who have said 50,000 people are coming to town, I gotta go. We want to explain to them, no, stay here, be part of this.
Gilbert says some details of the convention security zone will be released in January. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.